Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and we are going to see how fired up of a fired-up Friday this is going to be. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning to all of you out there. Well, we'll see, because, you know, there's everything's kind of placid a little bit, so yeah. I don't know how fired up it's going to be. I mean, there's a whole bunch of everything is like in
hurry up and
everything's
wait.
In limbo. Everything's yep. in progress, you know. And so, what do? You just report on it's in progress.
Well, that's what we used to call in the military. You hurry up and wait.
Yes, exactly. And so what do you do? Well, I guess you try to stir up some other interesting news that. You know,
just try to stir something up, right?
Well, dig it up is what I meant, not stir it up. Well, see, because that's what CNN does. They tell you what the news
right.
is. They don't report
they,
on what they see.
They
create the news.
Yeah.
And in fact, that was kind of what Trump was indicating too, is that they don't report on anything. They create it. They, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
The news comes from them.
Right. Yep. From the Ministry of Truth.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Which is the case in all propaganda ministries, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true. But, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Washington State's going to have their little tracking app that got rolled out now. More talk of various different states are experimenting with COVID vaccine cards so you can access, you know, places.
Boy.
More stuff going on with the election now. There's video now of what's happening when the Republican poll watchers were released for the night.
Yes.
What happened when they left?
That is actually very interesting
on
news.
On video.
Yep.
Yeah. So, we're in it. We're in the fight for our truth and against propaganda and good and evil. And we've got some governors that are saying we want our people to be free and prosperous, and we're going to let them make their own health decisions for themselves. And the numbers are not matching up with that type of a reaction for us to lock everything down. While other governors are saying we must lock everything down. Like yesterday, we were saying, let's look at their track records.
Yep.
You know, am I going to trust some guy's interpretation of a science report who also thinks that a man dressed up as a woman should have your child sitting on his lap having a story read to him? And that governor proposing and promoting that is also telling me I must not see my family. I must not go to church. I must not sing if I do go to church. I have to stay home. I have to wear a mask if I step out my door. Am I going to listen to that guy? No.
Well, I should hope not. and you know, we outnumber them. I don't know why people can't figure that out.
The ants?
We outnumber them.
Remember the movie Ants? If the ants realized that they outnumber the locusts would be toast.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so, but they keep them, they keep them in check. They keep their boots on their throats, and they keep them scared.
And you know, that is such an interesting study too, is how much or how little actually it actually takes to control another person.
Very little.
Very, very little. And people need to be aware of some of those things. Those where even if somebody walks into a room confidently and even, you know, right off the bat says something fairly assertive or aggressive.
Right.
Almost nobody in that room will ever challenge that person ever.
Right.
Because they set the precedent. They walked in and all it took was one little basically authoritative statement to
yes.
rule everybody.
Yep.
And people instantly cower. they go, well, they don't want to be aggressive. They don't want to be confrontational. They want to go along to get along. They want everything to be as easy and as mild as possible. And so I think people, if they were aware of how little it actually took to control them, they might actually, you know, maybe spend some time thinking about why.
Well, you know, somebody brought up that point, and you know, that most of the tyrants, they're not godly people.
Right.
And in the Western culture, and particularly the United States, this is primarily has been for centuries, for generations, a Christian nation.
Yeah.
And so we have Christian principles like be the peacemaker, right? Turn the other cheek. Don't seek confrontation. And the guy who is a loudmouth, barking, running his mouth, acting like a fool, and being tyrannous, you just basically that person would just be shunned because the rest of the culture is like, I don't want to even really hang around with somebody like that.
Right. And then they just kind of tolerate it.
Right. But yeah. then the guy ends up finding himself not having any friends, and he kind of does a self-critique and adjusts his attitude because the culture is a Christian nation and people just, it's not going to have anything to do with you. But now it's different. Now we have a Christian culture trying not to cause problems, don't create waves, don't be confrontational, be the peacemaker, turn the other cheek, while tyrants, like we have studied from history, Stalin, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, Hitler, I mean, just right down the line. Now we have recent history of these tyrants, and looking back at when these people should have resisted, when they should have identified the threat for what it was, when to discern, when to turn the other cheek, when to be a peacemaker and just don't cause problems and let the bully run his mouth and just don't have anything to do with him, just avoid him, versus confronting the bully like David did to Goliath.
Yep.
You know, or multiple different examples. It's the first one that popped into my head. So we need the discernment to know, you know, when to stand up. Right now we're being pushed to the point where it's getting very close to standing up. But we're called to be long suffering.
Right.
So we know once it's time to punch the bully in the mouth, you know that you have exhausted all meaningful recourse. I mean, you've exhausted all other options. There is nothing left to do now. The man is standing in your home over your wife. You've pleaded for him to leave. He's not going to. And now you have to succumb to him and be conquered by this person, or you're going to resist them.
Right.
You know, when probably in that scenario, you should have resisted like way back, like at the front door.
Oh, right? long time ago.
But that's kind of where we are now. That's where we've got the bad guy standing over our loved one when we've gone, please, please, please stop. Let me petition you to please not come into my house. Oh, please don't look at my wife that way. Oh, please don't.
Exactly.
So, and
there's a time when you need to grow a spine.
Right. And so, but what our adversary is doing, when you put your hand up and put it against his chest and go, stop, no further. And he goes, well, why are you being confrontational? Why are you being violent? You know, why? And so that's what's happened. And right in front of our faces.
Right.
So the time's coming. I mean, it's getting closer. Unfortunately, when we've getting close to having exhausted all of the peaceful and meaningful.
I think that we already have, because I know that the property rights group that I had, that was our motto, basically, was we will exhaust all legal means possible.
Yeah.
And we did. Boy, did we fight hard. I mean, it took a lot of verbal back and forth and writing articles in the paper and constant meetings with commissioners and gosh, planning districts and everybody. It took a lot of work. I mean, and we did. We used the legal system. We used the Constitution, and we fought a lot of stuff back. But that's not where we are now. We have now, like I was saying before, we were making good progress locally, and we are even starting to make good progress statewide. And then this global turnover happened. And so it's like they just pulled a one-up on us where they went way beyond local and state. They went global
yeah.
and pulled the sheet over the entire world.
They went to
and,
plaid.
And it's, yes, they went plaid. They went, they went at
ludicrous speed.
Yes. And so now they're going plaid and, you know, no insult to the Scots, but, that's funny.
Or the Celts.
So,
right?
Right. But, you know, so they are at the point, where we have exhausted all legal measures. And look at what has happened to the president now. Look mm-hmm. at what kind of battle he is in because of this. And so, I mean, really, after the court system and Congress, if they have to go, if this has to go through Congress.
Yeah, we're down to days or weeks
yeah.
before hardcore decision time.
Yep, that's right.
You know, especially when these DNA-altering COVID
vaccines and
vaccination
mark of the beast
passes and
matching
like
stuff. Yep.
Yeah. So rushing headlong into it, but man, we've expended over 10 minutes of the show introducing this, but this is like, you know, we prayed right beforehand. This is not even on our radar.
Right.
It's just kind of like, sometimes you just feel this weight, this impression on you
yep.
to deal with something, confront, because we are hearing from a lot of listeners and people are expressing fear, anger, frustration.
Yep.
Trusting in the Lord and leaning on Him and still trying to make sense of lots of disinformation, a swirling, conflicting information, even from within the church. And so I don't know. I just felt pressed to just address that, what we just did in the last.
Well, exactly, because these are relevant things that people are talking about and feeling today,
yeah.
you know, and so it's important to talk about these things.
Well, you also have a really cool, speaking of applicable, word of the day.
Yeah.
So, getting it late today in yes. segment one, but.
Right. Well, yeah. you know, whatever we can do to bring any encouragement or hope or comfort to our fellow brothers and sisters. So, the word of the day comes to us. This is so remarkable. We were just talking about this just 2 days ago. We were talking about heaven and, you know, where it talks about heaven in the Bible. And I mentioned, well, you know, there's the parable of the mustard seed. And lo and behold, that was exactly where
yes.
I turned to today. So, the word of the day is Mark chapter 4, verses 30 through 32, which read, "Then he said, 'To what shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when it is sown on the ground, is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out large branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade.'"
Awesome.
Yeah. And just right before there, it's talking about how the growing seed, that in the kingdom of God, if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow, he himself does not know how.
Right.
And
how did
so
that grow?
Yeah, how did that happen, right?
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
And so like when he's saying, you know, with the word of God planting the seeds, right? And mm-hmm. So one person will plant the seed, the next person will water it, and then God does the rest, makes it
sure.
grow, right? And so.
So is that Mark 4, 30 through 32? Did I write that down
yeah.
right?
Yep.
All right. Man,
woo-hoo.
I can't believe that. Okay, especially since I haven't had enough Minuteman coffee. So I'm
you know,
surprised.
I was going to say, by the way, that when we were talking about how adamant the adversary is and how. Boy, they are just like Energizer bunnies, aren't they? I mean,
oh, man.
Where do they get their energy from? I mean, they're all over it. They're angry. They're all organized. And I mean, they're like a bunch of
organized,
raging little hornets.
Funded.
You know what I mean? They're funded. They're like this little nest of hornets all, you know. And so maybe that's why we have Minuteman Coffee.
Yeah.
They're a godsend to bring some energy to the people, right?
Exactly.
Help us organize.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and take a break, close out segment one. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of these lockdown measures and some updates with the election updates and so on. We'll go as far as we can.
Yeah.
Hit it as hard as we can. But stick around. We'll be right back. This segment was brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense. Giving yourself the home field advantage, overcoming threats by planning and equipping and training in your home, at your business, on your property, in your vehicle, with your firearms. It's customized training to fit the world you're living in. Check them out at strategicself-defense.com, and the morning commute will be back in just a minute.
Now it's time for Annie's secret message for you members of the Secret Circle. Remember, kids, only members of Annie's Secret Circle can decode Annie's secret message. Remember, Annie is depending on you. Here is the message.
It's that time of year, kids, the Young Partisan One-Time Pad Christmas Contest, brought to you by Amron and Radio Free Redoubt. This is the fifth annual giveaway for young patriots 17 years old and under who would love the chance to win one of two grand prizes direct from the Daisy Museum, a 200-shot carbine action range model air rifle with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time. But this year, we'll be giving away two Christmas Dream Edition air rifles, custom engraved with the words Amron Young Partisan on the action, and that will include runner-up prizes as well. Go to Amron.com and or RadioFreeRedoubt.com this Saturday, December 4th, and read all the details in the posting titled Young Partisan 2020 Christmas Giveaway. In the meantime, you can go to Amron.com and search for the article titled Young Partisans OTP Practice Exercise to learn how you, too, can learn to decrypt the secret-coded message that will be read during the Radio Free Redoubt podcast this Sunday evening on December 5th. Welcome back to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the Free Zones. We are inside Patriot territory, broadcasting across the wire into occupied territory. Hang in there, guys, wherever you may be. Segment two is brought to you by EMP Shield, with EMP and solar flare protection for your electronics, whole home or vehicle, RVs, amateur radio equipment. They've got something to fit just about everything you have for your EMP protection, and that's going to be probably very vital here in the future.
Yes, very soon.
Hopefully we've got, you know, lots of time. Not very soon. I didn't say very soon.
Well, I'm still so suspicious of this China moon mission.
Oh yeah,
and I just don't believe it. Right. I don't believe that's what
they're
doing.
Are the Chinese known for science and innovation?
Exactly. Are communists.
They're copiers.
Communists' mindset are not.
Right.
They're not in, you know, visionaries. They're not.
Why are you firing off a rocket to the moon when you weren't really caring about it that much? Now you're financially and other ways invested in this election, and now all of a sudden you want to send a rocket
world
up there.
Yeah.
Oh, we dig for rocks. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm not buying it.
Exactly.
We're watching you.
Yeah,
up there.
We got our eye on you. I don't think you're yeah. They may not even be on the moon. Or if they are, they're setting up something that they can just stare at America.
Yeah, I wonder if EMP Shield has like reverse. Like it'll kick out EMP.
Hey. Yeah, a reflector, right?
Right. You know, you stay on the moon there and you keep picking up rocks and your machine won't start. You stay right there.
Well, it was like we were speculating if they've got this little, satellite type thing up there, what are they hooking onto all our satellites right now? And,
right, yeah.
Dragging them somewhere else. You know, I really don't trust what they're saying
And they have weapon systems. And we weren't intending to talk about this either, but weapon systems that are designed to target satellites. The Russians do too.
Yeah,
and so,
right.
And now the Russians and the Chinese are implicated in this with this.
Yes, right. Russia, China, and Iran.
Right.
All together.
Matter of fact, there's another story that revealed that China, a China-owned investment company, partially owned by the Chinese government, they are communist after all,
yes,
invested $400 million into a Swiss account that was directly tied to the Dominion machines, the voter machines, the Dominion voting machine company.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you know, their fingerprints are all over this. And they're like, hey, China, what about this? Oh, we have to go to the moon.
Yeah, right.
We'll be back. I'm hoping that the good guys have got them in the crosshairs like the whole trip.
Exactly. Right? Yep.
Blink, you twitch, whatever it takes, or anything threatening. But anyway, what else? Some things I wanted to bring up after the word of the day. What's this? So here's, I get an Alerts USA warning. U.S. Embassy, Switzerland, issues security alert warning of ongoing terror threat across Europe with the focus on Christmas markets, malls, and tourist locations. Where they just had another jihadi plow through a Christmas market, which they said hadn't been done in a couple of years. Well, now Europe is being plagued with this. And, you know, we say basically, hey, embrace you asked for it, so embrace your conquerors category in the news. They begged for it. They were warned, and they still wanted these guys here. But some good news. Back in the United States, in occupied territory, LifeNews.com reported that the Supreme Court struck down Governor Nuisance's anti-church edict in the name of fighting COVID, right? So he got the smackdown. That was pretty cool. But and then a little closer here to the American Redoubt in Washington State, they have scare tactic tools now that are available in Washington State, taking your irrational fears of a flu-like virus to the next level with a smartphone app. So this is very exciting. Now you can be notified throughout the day with reminders of how many times you brushed past death coming in close proximity with someone who may have been exposed to COVID. You can see how they can use this to keep your fear meter pegged, right?
That is ridiculous.
How many people have we seen just running around? No, they don't run around. They're scurrying like little rats with their little blue little faces. You know, and
well, you know, it's kind of like what they talk about with actors, right? You become the part that you dress for, right? And so the second an actor puts on the costume,
you're dressing for sickness,
they start behaving like this character. You
know,
start it's
acting
like
sick.
Yes, exactly. So you start acting downtrodden, you know, oppressed. You start shuffling. You no more eye contact. Now everybody's just depressed and staring at the ground, and their shoulders are all rounded and hunched. You know, and it is. It's you're taking on a role. You're accepting a role, basically.
Right.
And
they're carrying out their role in the play.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So at doh.wa.gov, Washington exposure notifications now are apps that you can get. They're claiming so far it's just going to be voluntary, and it works through your smartphones without sharing any personal information, they say, to alert users if they may have been exposed to COVID-19. So we will obviously be keeping a close eye on that.
Right.
As well,
but there is some good news. I mean,
more good news.
Yeah, more good news. Sydney Powell, who I just can't get enough of. She's just awesome. She just filed suit in Wisconsin to block the state from certifying results.
Yes,
and it says that attorney Sydney Powell filed a lawsuit on Tuesday alleging an egregious range of conduct. I can speak, trust me.
Are you sure?
maybe not today. In Wisconsin, at the direction of Wisconsin state election officials. And so she goes on to say that there is massive election fraud that violates the Wisconsin election code and the U.S. Constitution, of course, which is what we already know this. But it alleges a scheme and artifice to defraud in Wisconsin that was done for the purpose of illegally and fraudulently manipulating the vote count to manufacture an election of Joe Biden as president of the United States and also various down ballot Democrat candidates in the 2020 election cycle. And so
take notes, Department of Justice, FBI.
Yes, exactly.
Do your job.
And it goes on to say, the fraud was executed by many means, but the most fundamentally troubling, insidious, and egregious ploy was a systemic adaptation of old-fashioned ballot stuffing. It has now been amplified and computer software created and run by domestic and foreign actors for that very purpose, the complaint states.
Yep.
And the best part is that this lawsuit that they just filed in Wisconsin is pretty much not identical word for word, but very close, as the same one that they just filed in Georgia, Michigan, and Arizona. So nice. Good on them, and go get them, Sydney.
Yeah, you know? Because over on Rumble, the Bongino Report has posted a shock video out of Georgia, speaking of Georgia, showing what happens after the Republican voting monitors, the watchers, are told to leave for the night. They leave, and after they're all gone, then coming in through the door is they're reporting that these are suitcases full of ballots.
Wow.
And remember, that was in the middle of the night when Trump and the Republicans were leading in all these races across the United States.
Yep.
And then suddenly in the middle of the night, after they closed down polling stations and all these ballots begin appearing through back doors in multiple states, the numbers, by the time everyone wakes up, now Biden boosts ahead.
Yeah.
And all the other Republicans are still on that same trajectory that they and Trump were all on before everybody went to bed.
Yep.
And so, we're really – the Department of Justice and the FBI needs to be all over this, just like 9/11.
Right.
I mean, this is a massive crime to overthrow our government.
Seriously, that's a good comparison too. Yeah.
The Department of Justice and the FBI were given multiple briefings daily of suspects, their investigation, the status, where they're at. We've identified so many people here. We've got some people in custody. We know who they are. We know where they came from. We know who's involved. I mean, they were all over it. Now there's like crickets. Department of Justice, FBI, get off your butts. Quit being complicit in this and show us you're not complicit by doing your job.
Well, I would definitely say we're seeing the corruption from the FBI. We're seeing the corruption from the CIA.
Yeah,
we're seeing corruption from these agencies, where it's either half or more of the people that are in charge of these agencies.
That's right.
They need to be sent to jail.
Exactly. We're fired up. We hope you guys are too. We hope you have a blessed, safe weekend. This is Fired Up Friday, and we are out of time. So stay safe, be blessed, and join us on the other side of the weekend if you don't catch us on our Sunday night podcast. Kids, tune in. Don't miss out. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt.
That's right. All of you have an awesome Friday and a great weekend, and we'll catch you back here on Monday. Blessings to all of you.